Llewellyn. However, it is time for Dollars and Cents.
Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
Inflation and the stock market. And what are the implications for you and your investment and, more importantly, financial plan? The new inflation number for May came out yesterday, 8.6% year over year, 40-year high. Market cratered, went down over 2.5% in one day. That is quite volatile. What do we make of all this? I think it's very important to understand, first off, that in the short term, the stock market is completely unpredictable and volatile. Nobody knows what's going to happen, and we can go from stable markets to volatile markets with the snap of your fingers. In the long term, market fundamentals typically rue the day. And it's important to understand that for several reasons. One, stock market and risk investments in general, diversified market investments that aren't just in stocks but are in a variety of different things, that type of market investing is, you know, one of the keys is how long is it going to be? What's your time horizon before you need to touch that money? Because in the short term, we have no idea. So we need time for things to kind of work out in the long term with market fundamentals. In the short term, I've found that over the last 20 years, certainly 15 years, macroeconomic factors impact the market the most, but in the longer term, market fundamentals typically will win out. So let's talk about market fundamentals. Coming into the year, it's important to realize where we've been over the 3 years leading into 2022. So this is 2019, the pandemic year of 2020, and 2021. The S&P 500 was up over 25% per year annualized. And we had really very, very high valuations of stocks in the United States. Well, that creates a euphoria as an investor. And we just want more and more and more. There's no way we can maintain historically would tell us there's no way we can maintain that type of a return. So what's happened this year is market valuations, in other words, how expensive are stocks? We started out the year with market valuations very high. We're now getting closer to historic averages. We're not there yet. We're still a little bit high. But a lot of this, we could argue, is simply market valuations coming down. So when we look at what's going on in the stock market right now, you know, the market is still in the green if you go back to even January of 2021, just a little over, you know, almost a year and a half ago. And you could almost say that in the last 3 years, as valuations grew, investors were just borrowing returns from the future. And at some point, those things average out because market fundamentals have to win. Now, the areas that have been hit the hardest are the areas in the last 3 years that grew the most. Growth stocks, technology stocks have been, as a rule, hit the hardest. They also had the highest valuations, made the most amount of money the last 3 years. So now they've been hit harder. Because again, it's this idea of borrowing returns from the future. So what does this really mean? Well, inflation is here, and it's going to be here for a while. We don't know how it's going to all play out. The market is reacting very negatively to the potential impact of inflation on the economy. And with the Fed's statements that they're going to aggressively raise interest rates, continue to, and how that affects economic growth and slows down the economy. That's what the market's reacting to. And I think until we see peak until we get a sense that we've hit peak inflation and inflation is slowing, is going back the other way, I think we're going to continue to see a lot of volatility. But remember, we shouldn't be in risk investments for the short term. We should be in those for a longer term, and I'll say 5 to 7 years. So there's a couple of keys here. One is to have short-term holdings for cash needs and for short-term income that are not dependent on the stock market and not dependent on risk investments. And in the market, that way the money you do have invested for market growth, you're not worried about the next 6 months or year. You're worried about 5, 6 years from now. Because over time, market fundamentals, at least historically, have won. And so things average out, in other words. But I do think we also need to look at the reality that for the last 15 years, from the fall of 2007, when we had the real estate crash, to now, we've had massive government stimulus. There is just an enormous amount of money that's been flooded into the economy, both by Congress and the Federal Reserve. And that can't happen the next 10 years. So the Fed is starting to bring back money supply, called quantitative tightening. They're raising interest rates. They're not going to be flooding the market with cash anymore. I just don't see how they can continue to do that like they have the last 15 years. So we might need to mute our expectations of market returns over the coming years. However, market investing is the best way to beat inflation long term. The key is more diversification, not just stocks, but having other types of non-traditional things like real estate and commodities and natural resources and energy. You have more things in your portfolio that if one thing zigs, another thing zags. Because in a volatile, choppy, sideways market, if you can reduce volatility overall, history would tell us you can maybe even do better than the market over periods of time with a good bit less risk. So secure income for the short term, create greater diversification for the long term.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.